Joined now by our friends Michael Johnson and Pauline Jennings from the Northfield Arts Guild. Happy May, everybody. How's it going?
It's going good, Rich. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for being here.
Good to see you.
So summer approacheth. What is going on at the Arts Guild? Where do we start? Let's start with you. I'm looking at you, Pauline. Where do we start?
I'll go first. I don't feel like summer's coming.
It doesn't feel like it.
Yesterday,
yeah, the weather was here and then it left.
Yeah. Exactly. We didn't knock on wood when we were talking about summer or something.
Right,
angered
right.
The summer gods. So, Rich, have you seen the movie, ever seen the movie, Shakespeare in Love?
I know I'm not supposed to like it because it's a Harvey Weinstein thing, but I love that movie.
I love that, too.
I
I didn't even know about that part of it.
I'm sorry.
I didn't even think about that.
I didn't either. It dampens my enthusiasm.
And I'm an unabashed fan of Gwyneth Paltrow, too, so I love Gwynny. But the story itself, removing all the people from the cast, the story is wonderful.
Exactly. As the producer. Okay.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's a fun romp. And what it is, it's the story, an imagined story about William Shakespeare right at the beginning of when he became famous or well known, right?
Yeah.
And right at that transition. And written by Tom Stoppard and Mark Norman, who are fabulous writers. So it's like Shakespeare in that it's extremely well written,
yeah,
and very witty and plays upon words and plays upon
Stoppard.
All those. Yeah,
yeah,
Stoppard's awesome. That's
awesome.
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah.
And so this play is based on the movie.
Mm-hmm.
It was adapted by Lee Hall for the stage, and it is hilarious. We had our opening weekend this past weekend, and I'm telling you, the audience was a fire. I mean, just tittering and laughing out loud. I mean, belly laughs to uproarious laughter.
Yeah.
And everybody picks up on all the double entendres and all that kind of stuff. And it's mistaken identity. You know, back in the day, this is set in Shakespeare's time, obviously, mm-hmm, because it's about him. And back then, they had all men actors. Women weren't allowed on stage. It was illegal, actually. And this young woman decides that she wants to be on the stage. She's totally smitten with the stage and she wants to get on there. So she goes in disguise as a man.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, there's a man. So all the men are acting as women and the man is, you know, and with quotes around men and women because, you know, there's no right way or, you know, normal way, quote unquote, to act like that. But you know what I'm saying? They're taking on the other gender. And so then mayhem ensues, of course, because Shakespeare's in love with this woman that wants to be an actor. She's engaged to somebody else. And so it is absolutely hilarious that the byline is part misidentity hilarity and part love story. This show has something for everyone. Several characters are based on historical figures. Although the story is made up, there are historical figures in the show. And many of the characters' lines and plot devices allude to Shakespeare's plays. So it's just a really fun romp. And we still have tickets this weekend, Friday night, Saturday night at 7:30 and Sunday at 2:00 at the Northfield Arts Guild Theater.
Fantastic.
And you can get tickets at the shop or online.
Okay.
All the regular places.
NorthfieldArtsGuild.org.
You got it.
Yeah.
And then we have coming up CVRO concert May 30th. This is our annual Odd Fellows. Sometimes we do it in the fall as well, but certainly in this late spring we do an Odd Fellows Park free concert.
Nice.
And it is a great place under the trees to hear a full orchestra play some beautiful, beautiful Americana kind of tunes.
Yeah.
So that is May 30th at 7 p.m. at Odd Fellows Park. And that is followed by May 31st, there is a get-together, a going-away party for Clark Ornsorg, who was the president of CVRO and did many, many things for CVRO and was part of the Guild family, who died suddenly and unexpectedly this winter. And we're so sad about that. And his friends and family are putting on a party for him, celebration of life at the Grand on the 31st from 4 to 8. And there'll be CVRO members, a part of some ensembles playing, and then also a tribute show to Grateful Dead, because
he was
Clark loved the Grateful Dead and he loved classical music.
Yeah.
So you can see he's an eclectic.
Now that's a combo right there.
He was an eclectic kind of guy.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I would say it's not the stretch you think it is, but that's just...
There you go. Right. And then do I have time for one more?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you do.
So there is comedy. Thank you, Rich. There is comedy at the Guild this summer.
Oh.
We're going to have three shows, and they're all improvised Star Trek episodes. So they'll all be new.
I am so jazzed for that. Like, I cannot wait for that show to come out.
It's two of your favorite things, improv comedy and Star Trek.
Right?
Yeah.
And these are professional comedians, a lot of them, coming down from the cities, because a lot of improv spaces were closed up in the cities, and they let me know, hey, you know, you could probably get somebody to come down there and do some shows. And I reached out, and we got this group that, I mean, I was lucky to get them to come down here three times. There's three dates, one in June, one in July, one in August. All the information's on our website. But it and they also will have professional comedian warm-up acts. So the first half hour will be a warm-up act, and then you'll have the completely made up from scratch Star Wars episode. So each one will be different.
Love
it.
It's
going
to be really fun.
I got to get my friend to come down here. She's a Trekkie like myself, and she lives in Bloomington, but I'm like, she'll come down for this for sure.
Awesome. Yes, I have to track down all the Trekkies.
Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. That's what I have.
All right.
What about you, Michael?
Lots going on at the Guild.
Mike, I'm
going
to have you swing the microphone. Just there you go.
Okay.
There you go. Sorry about that, man. Yes. Yes.
So we've got the high school honor show up in the main gallery right now. It opened last week. There's 28 young people, juniors and seniors. These are folks that have taken at least 5 art classes, which is, I love that there's even that many offerings, first of all.
Right.
But you give yourself lots of time to walk through the exhibit. There's everything from cardboard swords to knitted chickens, everything in between. Lots of great stuff. And half of the stuff is actually for sale. So, and the artists are going to make 100% proceeds. So
that's
come out.
Awesome.
Support the artists. And we also have another exhibition upstairs. So this is a landscape photograph show in honor of Harry Popiel, who passed away some years ago and donated all of his art to the Guild. So super grateful for that. It's a fabulous show. And then if you didn't make it out to see our pop-up last Saturday, we actually opened up our 411 Water Street space for the first time in conjunction with the Riverwalk Market Fair. So that'll be up. And we're going to try and do that every Saturday morning throughout the rest of the summer. And if you're an aspiring artist and you're looking for more exhibitions, we actually have our festival coming up in September, and the deadline for that is June 5th. So I would encourage folks to apply for that. It's a great opportunity to sell. And we also, of course, have so many classes going on. We are offering our first visual arts camp this summer. So it's a week-long offering. So if you want your young person, K through 12, to get some more experience, have a chance to work with an arts educator. So there's art and art history in all of these. And it's you could do a morning or an afternoon or both for a full week. And, of course, we've got our clay program. So if you want to throw some clay on the wheel, we have Rafa offering up another wheel-throwing class this June. And then this Thursday, we're actually going to be hosting kind of separate topic. We're actually going to be hosting the Human Rights Campaign Chapter of Minnesota at the Guild for a 5:30 social hour, just to, support equal human rights.
That's this Thursday.
Thursday at 5:30.
Okay.
Yeah.
At the Guild downtown.
Yep. Downtown location upstairs at our dance hall.
Okay.
And we're actually going to be hosting, speaking of other happenings, so we've got our makeup class coming up with Craig Moxness July 12th. So super excited to offer that for the first time at the Guild. And
if ever there was a person to learn makeup from,
right?
It's going
to
be Craig.
To clarify, it will be more of your day-to-day beauty makeup as opposed to drag makeup.
not a full day class, only an hour and a half.
Yeah, we don't have quite that kind of time.
It'll be fun. I'm sorry to interrupt you. I'm so glad you brought up the Honors Art Show. Because I was actually accosted last week in the grocery store by Catherine Norrie, who is like, the art show is showing up and you need to talk about it on the radio.
I'm glad you brought her up. So fabulous art instructor, obviously the nomination for Teacher of the Year.
Yes.
And also Teacher of the Year for Northfield Schools.
Yeah. Yes. The fact that she didn't get like National Teacher of the Year, hasn't gotten it many years in a row, is she's robbed every year. She's fantastic. Yeah. But I wanted to, how many students have participated in that show? Do you know off the top of your head?
Over the many, many years.
No, just this year. 28
of
them,
year, yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And they've all got pieces for sale?
About half have decided. I mean, as a young artist, some people are reluctant to sell their work because it's special, you know, and their parents probably want it.
All right, well, sure.
You know. I actually have a question to that. The knitted chicken. We just have to go back to that for
a minute. Oh, there's many, many knitted chickens. There's also a very, very large one.
So they're full on, like, I imagine, like, kind of like a stuffed animal type of thing, I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know what's on the inside, but.
Okay. Yeah. I just want one of these knitted chickens now because, like, how cute would that be? I just.
This young person's selling the small ones for just $5.
Really?
To talk about
Man.
Upping the price.
Right? Because I'm like, that just a knit. I mean, even if they're smaller, come on.
They're in high school. They don't know about tariffs yet. I mean,
yeah. Fair enough. I also want to know, how is 411 Water Street going since it's up and running?
Yeah. We've got 14 artists in there, and we've set up the main kind of front reception area to be a pop-up space for selling.
Oh, great.
So I encourage you to check it out. I know over the years it's been many things, everything from like an auto mechanic to a dentist. So we converted it from an old office most recently to an artist space. So people have ripped up the carpet, painted the walls. It's a fun space, and it's just getting going.
That's awesome.
I really want to get over there and just check it out, too. Yeah. And so I think it's such a cool use of that space. Because, like you said, it has been a lot of things. And it was set to be just nothing for until they tore it down. And they're not going to tear it down for a while.
Couple years, at least.
Yeah. Oh, at least. So what a fantastic use for this. I mean, Northfield likes to present itself as an arts community. So the city stepped up there and said, made that available.
Yeah, it's a great partnership with the city. I mean, we're able to just basically cover utility costs and therefore offer this up to the artists at a really reasonable rate. I mean, I live up in artist housing in Minneapolis, and I can tell you some of the spaces up there, you know, four figures for a space to work in. That's hard to make a business.
Yeah, for sure. All right. What else? What else going on? Anything?
I just wanted to ask: are there any spots left for YPTW this summer?
There's like a couple, but not many.
This is the Young People's Theater Workshop.
Okay,
and
those
fill
up quickly. Yeah. But I just wanted to know if there's a couple. If you're out there and you want your kid to go, there probably is a couple more spots left for the second session in July.
Okay. All right. And the is that the camp that we're talking about, or is that the
so this is a theater camp that's been going on for 35 years.
Wow.
Yep. So
the art camp's new.
Okay.
The visual arts camp is new.
How do people get involved in the art camp?
The visual art camp?
Visual art camp.
So go to our website. You can sign up. It starts June 9th, and we've got 6 different week offerings. There's lots of space. So all the weeks are available still.
Okay. Can you do all 6 weeks?
You can do all 6 weeks. You can do morning, afternoon.
Both sessions, all 6 weeks.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
And when you say visual arts, what kind of art mediums are we talking about here?
There'll be a little bit of clay. I mean, a little bit of everything. It's kind of just a survey course. And Elizabeth Christensen is a former arts educator licensed. So she's phenomenal, super, super kind. And we've also been doing a lot of work downstairs to make the classroom a little bit more inviting and welcoming. And so, yeah, come out, check it out. If you have any questions or also need a scholarship, reach out to me, michael@northfieldartsguild.org. I know sometimes it's not within a family's budget to do all this stuff. So we've actually set up a scholarship fund at our May 1st fundraiser. And so super excited to be able to offer that up for the first time.
Cool.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Well, Michael Johnson, the executive director of the Northfield Arts Guild, and Pauline Jennings, the performance art manager.
Master.
I like that.
I like that. That works. Rich, from now on.
There you go.
All right. You guys, we always love it when you come by to let us know what's going on.
Thanks for having us. And thank you to KYMN for supporting the arts in Northfield. It's so important.
Yeah, 100%.
Happy to do it.
Very happy to do it.